Tantor Audio presents Emily Gets Her Gun, But Obama Wants to Take Yours by Emily Miller. Narrated by Carla Mercer Meyer. The Second Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Chapter 1. From Crime Victim to Gun Owner. I'm here to get a gun. I was standing in the empty firearm registration section of the D.C. Metropolitan Police Department headquarters, just a few blocks from Capitol Hill. Behind the counter, which came up to my chest, as I'm only 5'2" tall, there was one female police officer sitting at a desk. The uniformed officer got up and walked slowly over to the counter. I read her name tag, D.A. Brown. "You want to register your gun?" Officer Brown asked. It was October 2011. I had never owned a gun, or even tried to get one. I have lived in Washington, D.C. since I started college at Georgetown University. Handguns had been banned completely in the nation's capital for 30 years, until 2008, when the Supreme Court struck down the ban as unconstitutional in the landmark District of Columbia versus Heller decision. It took the city until 2009 to pass a new law regulating the possession of handguns. That law included the requirement that every gun has to be registered with the police. But I didn't know anything about the process then. I was just trying to get started. No.